Welcome back. And harmony. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. Archives at TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. There's Vinnie with a Y because it's the most important question. And Eastwood isn't go ahead. Make my news. This is a totally listener-supported broadcast. So if you want the show to continue, in fact, this week I don't have enough money to pay the rent, unless I get like about 100 or so in donations, like today or tomorrow. If you want the show to continue, please go to TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com and donate. Or set up an automatic payment through the Kiwi Bank or the PayPal there. Reason for this is, well, essentially it means that I've got some kind of an income to draw from on a consistent basis so that I don't have to worry about where my next meal is coming from. At the moment, I don't know what I'm going to eat for lunch kind of thing. Like, the situation is that freaking bad. I need your help, ladies and gentlemen. I need it now. Rather desperately. There's a lot of work to be done in the alternative media in New Zealand because there is really not that much choice out there. I'm the only person in this country who's doing a 5-day-a-week radio broadcast, who's bringing on people like Stu Webb and activists and all of these other kind of people who basically really don't get much of a shot on mainstream media. And even if they do, they get reduced to a soundbite. And those with a hunger for the truth cannot have that hunger satiated with a soundbite, ladies and gentlemen. If you support me, you support all of these activists and all of these great ideas and commentaries and exposures of scumbaggery by proxy. So please do me a favor, do me a solid. Go to the Vinnie Eastwood. Excuse me. Go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and start up an automatic payment either through PayPal or the Kiwi Bank. Thank you. All right, now back to business. Stu, welcome back.
Well, thank you for once again having me. And, you know, I want to say this in your behalf, Benny. People don't realize how important it is for people like you, people like me, out here really 24-7. I'm working 18 hours a day. You know, it's like to stop this war. I pumped out the information. There's a link on my website that says send this to the Congress, no war. It's right there at the top of my site. And it's a link of a compiled evidence by Gordon Duff and others of Veterans Today that have, and many people that are writers up there on Veterans Today are actually military intelligence. And here it is, compiled, the evidence showing the sarin gas attacks were not done by the Syrian government, but were actually done by U.S. contractors, which is Daddy Bush's al-Qaeda, which is what we're referring to now as the Illuminati private army. And you know, here's the proof and evidence, and that's what Russia basically took to go to the UN with it. You know, I'm asking everybody to take that and pass it around. But, you know, it's like this past, you know, I'm looking probably pretty tired on this camera right now because I've averaged anywhere from 3 to 5 hours of sleep for the past 10 days trying to stop this thing. And, of course, we were effective in doing so. So, you know, I tell people that, you know, if they got an extra 5 hours, they don't have any ideas, just like your show. And it's like my website. Those that come to my website, I got a money bomb going right now. I'm asking for $1 contribution from everybody coming up there. I could do so much more good and so much work, but it takes funds to do it. And it's the truth. It's like yourself. People don't realize the amount of work that you put into this. And people want to be informed, and they want the information that you bring to the table, that I bring to the table. And $1 for everybody that comes to your website or comes to listen to your show, that would make the difference per month. And everybody kicking $1. I mean, when I was working, you know, I could afford. I've helped so many other people, you know, but you know, I laid up. Now, I can't go swinging a hammer. I can't do because of these attempts. It's you know, my skull got crushed, you know, other things, broken neck. So, you know, people have to understand.
See, they're not only trying to take your life, they didn't succeed in taking your life, but they did succeed in taking your livelihood.
Yeah, they did that. They did that. So, you know, that's a reason for 2 years straight here. I've been banging them hard as much as I can because I'm laid up. I can't go do the physical stuff. And when you're a whistleblower, nobody wants to hire you. No other contractors, I guarantee you, you know.
Yeah, it's like, hey, bro, could you give me a job? Oh, okay. Oh, you're Stu Webb, aren't you? You're the one who gets everybody's house burned down if you start working for them. Sorry, bro, the position's been filled.
Yeah, it's been filled. Yeah, exactly.
You know, you can't win if you try in this world. It's kind of hilarious, but it's also it's just a Greek tragedy, isn't it?
It is. Our government is so corrupt and run by these criminals. It's bizarre, you know, and it's a handful of them. And, you know, Benny, you know, I'd like to talk in this next hour about really the control box. I mean, we've talked about it with Dr. Preston James, and he has some massive articles up there that people need to read and understand things because he's done some magnificent work. And that's the reason I asked him to come on that first hour. You suggest bringing someone else. I've exposed this for 29 years, and I married into the crime syndicate. I married Leonard Millman's daughter, not knowing it. And, of course, we had a child, and then she tried to murder my child. And then, she was ordered to undergo psychiatric evaluation, which I'd already taken for 3 shots. And she disappears the next day after the state ordered her, and they issued warrants for her. Her father bought her way out, terminated my parental rights to my own infant daughter. Illegally. And then they divorced me a second time in 1994, 10 years later, terminate my parental rights, saying that I gave up my daughter for $1.5 million with a guarantee, with a sealed case with a permanent lifetime restraining order where I supposedly agreed to this and agreed to allow them to change her name from Webb to Millman, from Amanda Webb to Amanda Millman. None of that happened. But that was fraud upon the courts and all the other things. And one day, you know, hopefully I'll get that all turned around as we progress into changing our government, and maybe I'll get some justice. You know, I haven't had a relationship with my daughter. She doesn't even know me. She's 29 years of age. I got a grandson, a son-in-law that does not even know me. I tried to approach her back in 2002 and was informed by the FBI. A friend of mine in Denver knew I was there. Had contacted me and said, look, Stu, if you get near your daughter, they're going to put you in federal prison again. You know, it's going to be a state case, but they're going to make it a federal case. You're going to go away because of the power of your ex-in-law. Well, my ex-in-law during 1997, I had Gene Chip Tatum. He was a super shadow government player. If you go to my website on Stu Webb and you look under YouTube, at the top there's a bar that says Stu Webb YouTube, and you scroll down and look for the video on there. He's also, if you scroll down the middle column of my website, I've also got a couple stories up there about Gene, that he's alive, not dead, as reported. But there's an audio tape in there where he talks about the power of these people. But during we had done many interviews as co-guests on radio shows because he had been sent to me by another shadow government player, Al Martin, who I helped get his book published, The Conspirators. And my ex-in-law is named in that, of a lot of fraud with Neil Bush, Jeb Bush, George Jr., and George Sr. And, I've known a lot of these people, cats and gators, over the years. During that 1996-1997 time frame, you know, they offered me $7 million to go away and shut up, forget about my daughter. And, you know, to me, my child's important, you know, even after all these years. But, I mean, that's, you know, $7 million, I could have had, quote-unquote, go live a good life. But, you know, at that point, I had seen what they had created. They had created the homeless. We had people off the streets, a million people homeless at the time. And because I'm robbing and looting HUD, you know, I'm just different. My conscience won't allow me to be part of that. That's like taking money from the devil, you know, to give up on humanity and the cause, which is we've got to change things. And when we look at our government today, who's really in charge, and we understand the people that have robbed and looted this country, like in that story I put up, and it's on the front of my site. It says in the middle column, it says frauds are us at MDC. Every financial scandal of the 1980s, 1990s, 2000 time frame have always been these three people: Leonard Milman, Larry Mizell, and Daddy Bush, the Illuminati. You know, if you look at the structure, you take the back of a dollar bill. I don't even have a dollar bill on me. If you had a dollar bill and you flash it up on the screen, you know, you see the all-seeing eye, Lucifer, the pyramid on the back of a dollar bill on the Federal Reserve, which is their private bank. They control the money supply worldwide. And there's 12 men doing this. And that all-seeing eye is Lucifer. They're the, you know, the ones that they worship. On that first layer in that pyramid, the flat part of the pyramid at the very top, are the Council of 13, they call them. They're actually the Council of 12. They answer to the devil themselves. Well, these 12 men, I explained in an article I just put out, Daddy Bush, the Illuminati Wizard of Oz, how they become alien brains, I call it, which is defining the fact that the aliens are the fallen angels. And it's up on my website now, and it's also on Veterans Today, the story. And it defines in there how that they become possessed by fallen angels, by these aliens, and then the alien takes over their brain, and how the fact that they have a 6th, 7th, clear up through a 12th and 13th sense to them, to where they can live up to 150 years old. So Daddy Bush, he's made the statement, I'll live to be 150 years of age. He's probably correct. He probably will live to be that age. And in another 50 years, he's 89 now, the same age as Milman. They graduated from Yale together. They were skull and bones together. And he probably will live that. And Leonard may live that as well. And that's what those that are possessed by these fallen angels right now that are in the top of the pyramid, these 12 men, I've been convinced for years of it. And, you know, I've gotten the information in the past year that this is all very true, that they are possessed. And so, as an example, if they're walking underneath or walking in some, say, Chicago or New York, and they're in some area where there's some old brick that may fall out of the side of a building and it's going to thump them on the head from 50 stories up. As an example, this being that's inside of them can sense that brick coming at them and would understand to step out of the way. Or if they're driving along and they're coming up to a stop sign, and say there's a stop sign both ways, two ways on them, and they got the right of way, and they don't have a stop sign, and they're going down the road, and all of a sudden they get a sense that a car is coming up there and going to crash into them. See, that's the alien brain. So therefore, they're able to avoid dying and so forth because of being possessed by these aliens / fallen angels. Now, one would ask, well, who are these 12 men throughout the world? Here's the ones I've identified after 29 years of research, you know, going after trying to expose my ex-in-laws and bring them to justice for what they've done, not only to me personally, but what they've done to the country in general, is Leonard Milman. And I might add, he's hiding out in Cuba right now. In 2004, he was under such heavy surveillance, and he knew he was going to be indicted the second time, had already been indicted, pled guilty, and paid an $80 million fine and never went to jail in 1997 for bribing public officials. And Mayor Federico Pena had to resign as Secretary of Defense, or Secretary of Department of Energy at the time, former mayor of Denver, because he had to pay a $1.5 million fine for taking a $2.5 million bribe from Milman. So they didn't even fine him. You know, he still kept $1 million, was the ironic part. If you look at, you know, how the crime syndicate operates. And Larry Mizell, the bank bailout scamster, he had to pay over $5 million. And Norman Brownstein, the attorney that sets up all these trusts to hide all this money for him, that was Milman's attorney, as well as the attorney for Silverado and MDC Holdings, which was his parent company, where Neil Bush was the director. He was also the attorney of record of the 6th CIA Council when Daddy Bush was CIA director. And he was the one that was derivatizing these artificial mortgages that Milman and Mizell were creating through HSC Bank out of Canada. A director, vice president of HSCB Bank, in order to derivatize these and sell them worldwide, that have collapsed the economy. And when you look at the 12 people that are intertwined, these 12, they were in control, like in 1981, they were in control in the United States of 1% of the population, being them, were in control of 20% of the economy straight across the board. They own 20% of all businesses. Now, since 1981, since they arrived in power, Daddy Bush in the United States primarily, and then using Clinton, and then using Junior, George W. Bush, and now Barack Obama, and covering up for him, they have literally, as of June of last year, 1 year ago, 14 months later, 15 months later, they were in control, according to the General Accounting Office, they were in control of 95% of the U.S. economy. They own 95% of all the businesses. They took over all the mom and pops, drove them out of business, etc. And what the strange part about it is, that 1%, they identified that there were 400 men in the United States in that report, that General Accounting Office report, that showed that those 400 men made more money per year each than half the entire population of the United States of America, which we have 330 million people. So you can see what they've done, and it's been reported by country after country that they're in control, that 1% is in control of 90% to 92-93% of the economies of the rest of the world. These are the 12 men. 12 men control that much power now, and they've overthrown the planet financially in the past 30 years. And it's been all this fraud, deception, steal, rob, loot, deceive. It's just one scandal after another. And
we've come to break now, Stu, and it makes a hell of a lot of sense what you're saying, because I see 90 to 95% of public officials who are in control of countries and so on and so forth doing the will of the bankers and the scumbankery. How could that possibly be the case if they don't actually have such inordinate control? The answer is they couldn't. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live on the Mafioso Network. Then we run out of New York and Chicago really efficiently because we've got gun bans over there so that only the mafiosos can carry them, so that we can make sure that everybody pays their protection money, especially the congressman. Some of our special guest is Stu Webb from StuWebb.com. That's Webb with two B's. And interestingly enough, he's on the internet, which is called the World Wide Web. Welcome back.
Thank you once again, Vinny. And, kind of where I was had left off, that they're controlling. What's interesting, and someone just Skyped me here a moment ago, that said when earlier in the program that I had missed something, got cut off because of the music, they couldn't hear it. Someone that happens to be listening to the show. The power and authority through God and Christ, we can cast these demons and devils out. And there's proof and evidence in this latest article that I did that's on Veterans Today. There's a videotape, and it's on a friend of mine on his site, on project.insearch.com, Glenn Kennedy's site. It's a video of people being abducted by aliens. And, as soon as they, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out of here, they find themselves back on planet Earth on their feet, unabducted. These abductions are real. They use human beings. They want our blood. They want our DNA. They actually eat humans, is my understanding. They're not fond of us at all. They hate us. This is what we're up against, that are destroying us. And they possess man, like Milman and Bush and those others. And they become, an alien brain, I call it. Because then they're totally possessed, and they're able to, have those extra senses that I told you to avoid death, and they able to live for these number of years. It's just like Leonard being hiding out in Cuba now because of the pressure and the heat I put on him. You know, he goes, fakes his death. He goes down there. His own widow in Denver doesn't even know that he's, you know, alive. He was human once, and now he's possessed by this thing. And now he's going to do off-breed. He's artificially inseminated a 26-year-old Cuban girl, his new wife, by the way, and he's 9 years of age, and she's pregnant. And this will be an alien baby, should we say, a Nephilim bloodline that it talks about in Genesis 6 in the Bible, that these aliens, these fallen angels, mate with humans. They become, you know, they possess a human, and then they mate with them. So this child that he will have here in the future will be an, you could call it an alien baby, if you will, to its Nephilim bloodline. So this is the kind of thing that's that they do. And I've heard the same thing about Daddy Bush. There are several girls he's impregnated because of, since his possession. That apparently their possession time that they arose was around the late 50s, early 60s, is when they gained their power. They were generational Satanists to begin with. And Prescott Bush, you know, his father was Leonard Melman's partner. Leonard Melman's father's partner, Melman, that owned GFC Finance Company. They were both, you know, financing. Lou was laundering the narcotics money that Prescott Bush was delivering around the world. You know, and then it became Daddy Bush and Leonard Melman. And Melman actually took over the Jewish mob here in the United States from Meyer Lansky and Luciano, I believe. Luciano, I believe the name was. That's where his eyes were. And so now, since, you know, they're one of the 12, you know, they, I described in the pyramid at the very top, what they have is they have, you know, underneath them different layers, that Illuminati bankers, and it goes down. But there's 20 or 200,000 of these that entities on the planet that are fallen angels, and I've reported this last story. This is what the government at the very top knows, that there's 200,000 of them walking around in human form. Now, I believe there's a possibility. I've asked, is there any in the Congress or Senate? And no, except possibly Lieberman, Joel Lieberman, you know, major Israeli asset, major combined between Israel, the Illuminati control in Israel, and the Illuminati control in the United States. And these same three men, Milman, Bush, and Larry Mizell, control Bibi Netanyahu. I call him Bibi Netanyahu. And they're the ones trying to create this war in Syria because they're in this financial bind. They're actually trying to fulfill biblical prophecies of end. And they hate man. They want to bring in time prophecies about. They want to destroy mankind. They want to eliminate mankind. But they tell these 12 that are humans, and then they get possessed by the fallen angels, and the others that are levels below them, that eventually they're going to be reincarnated. So as humans, they believe this. And this is the reason they have children and grandchildren. They believe their daughters and great-granddaughters and, you know, great-great-granddaughters, are, when they die, they go to the pit of hell for a short period of time and serve Baphomet, the goat-headed demon, the devil, and then they're reincarnated a year later. Well, that isn't true. Reincarnation is not real. People may want to believe that. Half the population probably does, but half the population doesn't believe in God, or maybe more. So this is, you know, the human race has to understand. And this is what we're really up against. We're up against, this is good versus evil. And I know many people in the intelligence world, they claim to be atheists themselves. They don't even know if God's real. But they've all said the same thing to me. Stu, we are up against a very evil force here. The aliens, they're very, very evil. And they've been around for a long time, Benny. And, you know, these 12 at the top, I want to name them, the control box worldwide. I don't have them all, but count them off for me. We got Leonard Melman, we got Larry Mizell, Daddy Bush, Grace of Grace and Company, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, Meyer Rothschild, Answer century of Israel, the head rabbi of the synagogues worldwide, the head of the Hedron, and Pope Benedict had just resigned, and a guy named Warburg out of Europe. Now, how many is that? Got 10 of them? Okay, your mic's not. You got 10 of them?
10.
I'm missing two. And I know there's one out of the Orient that I've dropped a couple names, but I'm not positive whether it's correct or not. I haven't been able to verify it 3 and 4 times. I'd like to verify it before I start dropping names.
What about Zbigniew Brzezinski?
He's definitely in the Illuminati chain, in the food chain, but where he fits in, I don't know. But, you know, a lot of these alternative media stooges, and there are so many. I mean, you take Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, God, they're stacked up. Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, all working for the Illuminati. When you look at the crap that they put out, oh, the Bilderbergers and what's the other ones in California that they push as being the head chiefs of the world? They're not. They're way down in the bottom of the pyramid. They're not even in those top layers. They, you know, the top layers are the Illuminati, these 2,000 or 200,000 that are the international bankers, the people that run the Federal Reserve, the people that run J.P. Morgan, the people that run Bank of America. I mean, that run these major corporations that are in the control box. There's where you will find those with this, I call it now the alien brain, that are the ones that are possessed. Did you, Vinny, you ever see that movie, They Live? You remember seeing that?
Oh, yeah. Kid?
Okay, well, if you...
Well, no, I didn't see that when I was a kid because I was like, I was only born in 1984, Stu. I saw it a couple of years back.
Well, now you're the same age as my daughter. I'm 59, man. But, you know, back in my days, in the 70s, you know, in the late teens, early 20s, I think that movie came out about that time. I remember seeing it. Someone runs around, they put on a set of sunglasses or a pair of glasses, and all of a sudden they see these visuals. You know, they are able to see aliens, they're able to see, you know, strange looking people, they're able to see signs, subliminal signs. And it's a good movie to watch because, I mean, we're really living it today. We're seeing it right in our face with what we're doing. And if we could only break the control box, and, you know, I set up recallpetitions.com with two other people, with Victor Head out of Colorado, or out of Pueblo, Colorado. And I'd heard about him. Someone said, Stu, we got a guy down here that is trying to recall a congressman for signing, you know, off on gun control here in Colorado. And I said, well, I'll get a hold of him. I did. And it turns out to be, you know, he was out there trying to collect signatures. He's $4,500 for an attorney fee. He made a boilerplate out of it. And, out of the Secretary of State's office to collect the proper signatures, and he spent it out of pocket because of gun control in Colorado. Well, I contacted Victor and talked with him. He says, oh, yes, dude, let's try to help me out. I said, yeah, so I got him on a few shows, got him volunteers to go out and help him get signatures. I asked Glenn Kennedy, my friend, to set up a website. He paid out of pocket $400 and set up recallpetitions.com. And, you know, nobody's trying to make money off this. Victor would like to get back, and anybody that's in Colorado, you know, listening, kick in. He just made history. But we set up recall. We have the petition, the actual boilerplate. All you got to do is take the congressman or senator's name out of it, put your congressman or senator, and in the bottom, put whether it was gun control, the NDAA Act, the Patriot Act, voting for a war, an illegal war, that they violated their oath of office to uphold, defend, and support the Constitution. And go file your petition. It's only about $10 to $150, depending on which state it is. And self-explanatory videos right on recall petitions. Well, we just, you know, as a result of this, you know, and the others that were tied in Colorado, there's been a big score just this past week, and I did a story on it. It's on my site. It's on Veterans Today about the recall and how it came about and the details. And this is a big score for the American people, being able to remove two congresspeople out of Colorado who violated their oath of office. And Victor now, by the way, Gurin, one of the congresswomen, she actually sued him three times during the petition, costing $40,000 in attorney fees and defending himself. So he's out $45,500 is what he's out of pocket right now, plus I think 6 months worth of work to put a stop to this. And he indicated to me the other night, the National Rifle Association has volunteered to help try to recover part of his costs. But those in the state of Colorado, you know, he's done some great work. I'm asking people to kick in, you know, a couple bucks there that live there to help defer those fees out of pocket. He's done you a big favor there, as well as the fact that, you know, kick in with Glenn. All they're asking for is to recover their funds because of what they're doing. But you can pick up that boilerplate. You can pick up that video on recallpetitions.com and get out there and start recalling these people out of Congress and Senate, because this is the problem. 9 out of 10 of them up there are controlled by this Illuminati bunch. They've got them blackmailed. They've got them compromised. If you look at their financial statements, they own corporations and trusts that are in their wives and children's name that they're in control of. In those trusts are corporations, and those corporations own in apartment complexes where they've just handed them corporations and said, here's your ownership, here's your bribe, here's your payoff, and this is the way they've done it. And if you look at AIPAC, the American-Israeli Pact, and the amount of money which they pumped into that. If you look at the corporate directors of AIPAC, which is Leonard Bellman's stooges, Larry Mizell, and Norman Brownstein, the attorney, they're on the board of directors of not only AIPAC, Simon Wiesenthal Center, the ADL, also Philip Wynn, that's on the board of directors of MDC Holdings Denver. He's also the HUD scamster that never went to jail. That Bill Clinton gave him the presidential pardon. It's in my story, Bob's or Us at MDC. He's on the board of directors of the ADL. The ADL, the JDL, Simon Wiesenthal Center, AIPAC, are all espionage operations, and the cell out of Denver they've created, the counterintelligence cell they call it, are all espionage operations against the United States of America. These are the same people that dropped the towers on 9-1-1. And I'll put this out. There was an intelligence, 16 intelligence agencies report. 16 different intelligence agencies of the United States of America put their final report and findings out last October. And in those findings, they said that Leonard Milman, Larry Mizell, Bibi Netanyahu, Daddy Bush, George W. Bush, Neil Bush, Jeb Bush, the entire Bush family, and others have been involved in not only the Oklahoma City bombing, the 9-1-1 attack on America, have committed all kinds of treason and sedition in stealing nuclear arms, nuclear material that's supplied through Israel from the U.S., through Israel, that supplied and gave to Korea and other countries that now have nuclear capabilities, and that they've robbed and looted the country for trillions upon trillions of dollars, and that these people go back to the Jonathan Pollard espionage spy ring that Jonathan Pollard is in jail.
Well, let's talk about that with Jonathan Powers after the break. Stu Webb is my guest, ladies and gentlemen. Would you like to take callers after the break, Stu? I think we will, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, call in 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. We'll be right back.
Well, there's only one thing I need.
The flight to New Zealand by plane from New York City takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time in 6 hours.
Ladies
on a plane,
and gentlemen, it's the final segment here with Stu Webb from StuWebb.com. That's Webb with two B's, by the way. And we're having some major technical difficulties, and I think this happens a lot. You were talking just before we went to break about some John Powered or something of that nature. I forget.
It was Jonathan Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, Googling. It's a huge spy ring, Israeli Mossad spy ring that was, he was working inside the government, inside the Naval Department, and he was actually transferring secrets to the Israelis at the time about the U.S., the whole Middle East situation and Russia and so on and so forth in South Africa. They've got him locked up forever. And U.S. government, I mean the government of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu and Leonard Milman and Larry Mizell and Daddy Bush that control Bibi Netanyahu and control the Israeli government APEC are constantly trying to get this guy out of jail because he still holds secrets they want, okay? And there's more to Jonathan Pollard, but this is where the spying goes back. This is where this espionage goes back. And this is one of the reasons, you know, I was saying that they want to fulfill, you know, end-time prophecies. If you look at the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39 in your Bible, in the Old Testament, that's one prophecy that's got to be fulfilled in end times. That's really the pre-Armageddon battle that they're trying to create in the Middle East right now. And what they're, I mean, it's serious. And I had a U.S. general tell me 2 weeks ago, this was 2.5 weeks ago, this was before Russian Putin stepped in and put a stop to this, proving to the U.N. that that Obama and Kerry are trying to lie us into a war in behalf of this Illuminati. You know, a U.S. general told me that the birds are going to fly, meaning that the cruise missiles were going to hit first Syria. They would hit Iran. They would then retaliate against Israel, retaliate against other countries. Russia and China would jump in because they've said if you touch Iran or Syria, we're going to nuke America. I mean, they've made that quite clear. And people have to understand this. And this is World War III. And in Ezekiel, it says it wipes out a third of the planet when this war happens, a third of the population. They're trying to fulfill. These are evil people. These are aliens. They hate us, human beings. They are the fallen angels. They hate us. We have power and authority over them. As I said, you know, people have been snatched by them, scream, help Jesus, or I cast you out, I rebuke you in the name of Christ. Boom, they find themselves back on planet Earth on their feet. So, you know, there's a war that we're all up against. But the problem is it's so infiltrated now in our governments that we're going to have to understand we must, those that answer to them, we must remove them to regain power. And the key to removing them is the recall. You did not vote them in. They control the voting machines and the numbers through satellites, electronic satellites. They control who gets in. It's time that we start removing these people. And it's easy to do. We can do it in the masses. And it's time that the masses start standing up against them. Nobody wants war. We don't want this situation to occur. And it's because they couldn't pull off the war. They know they're collapsing, as Dr. Preston James says, here in the next couple of years. They have such an infighting going on inside our government right now. Good guys beginning to stand up against them, and other governments worldwide recognizing what the problem is and standing up that they've robbed and looted so bad that, you know, they've got this battle happening, and they realize that they're not going to survive, you know, their control any longer. Unless they get rid of a huge block of population. It was recently told to me by someone inside U.S. intelligence that Daddy Bush himself said, F the American people. If they think they're going to come against me, he says, I'll just gas them all. And he says, gas all of America. And he said, then I'll send people in with suits to go collect the gold off their fingers and out of their jewelry boxes. And he said, I'll be the richest on the planet. Well, you know, $60 to $100 trillion this guy is worth. Milman's worth $60 to $100 trillion himself. Mizell, I've gotten reports that he's worth about $30 trillion. He's the lower end of the totem pole. The others that I mentioned earlier, Kissinger and Rockefeller and Rothschild and the different ones, they're all in that estimated net worth of $60 to $100 trillion. I mean, how much more do they have to have? And you know, stealing $5,000 trillion. From the people in the past 13 years and the governments through these artificial mortgages that were derivatized. I've asked, where did all that money go? They could have bought up the economies of the world three times over. And everybody keeps saying, Stu, it went off planet. Well, what do you mean off planet? Well, they're building this huge base on the moon, and they're building a huge base on Mars. The aliens are. So they're using that money to build these huge internal bases inside the planets themselves. So, and think about all the slave labor of the humans that are snatched, that are up there now, being used as slave labor for their new agenda. So they don't care about planet Earth. I mean, you know, they're just getting their little flying saucer when the nukes fly, and they'll sit back and wait it out for a period of time.
I don't understand that, because it's like, bro, Mars sucks, all right? The moon sucks. It's cold. There's bugger all water, that, you know, you can't go fishing. There's frack all bugs and birds, and the, you know, the natural beauty of the Earth is just beyond compare within this solar system at the very least, and everything else just looks like crap by comparison. And they're going to sacrifice everything on here because they're so freaking psychotic that they just want control, and so they want to start afresh somewhere else with their new slave army. I mean,
It's because of the possession. You have to go back to the possession. And I'm convinced and been told that they are possessed. And this is the problem, this alien possession, which is the problem.
Have you noticed how we talk about possession, but what do we call the things that we own? Possessions.
Oh, possessions.
Right? And it reminds me of a line from Fight Club, is that the things you own end up owning you. And there's something you said there about Daddy Bush, you know, saying, I'll be the richest motherfucker on Earth or whatever. I'll just gas everybody and take the gold out of their frickin' teeth. And, you know, that's precisely what's going on here, isn't it? You get so much wealth, so much power, that the wealth and the power is the thing that controls you. You don't control any of it.
That's what it is. It is greed and power that puts them into that position, because they just want more and more and more. I mean, I understand, you know, making money. I was a builder before my loans were cut off, you know, new homes when I was 22 years of age. I married that girl at 25, Leonard Melman's daughter. You know, my loans get cut off. Then I'm back into remodeling, you know, and doing stuff. You know, I wanted to be a millionaire. I wanted to retire by the time I'm 40 years of age, you know, having other people run a company for me. I'd like to have been building 100 houses a year, but that isn't obviously the direction that God wanted me to go. I know that I'm being used. He's using you. He's using many people, Benny, to get the word out today and try to, you know, salvage the human race, because he doesn't want their race destroyed. I mean, you know, we're all his children. You know, we have two fathers. One's an earthly father and one's a heavenly father. And we have to understand that. A lot of people don't believe in God, and there's the problem. And I hear all this garbage out here, you know, about there's good aliens and there's bad aliens. No, there's no good aliens whatsoever. This is the enemy of the human race, period. And, you know, it takes a human for them to occupy, to possess, in order to take control and to do these things. I mean, if people read this one story I have up here on Veterans Today, it gives a, and on my website on stuweb.com, it says, Daddy Bush, the Illuminati Wizard of Oz. I think it gives a good explanation of what we're talking about. But, you know, they need to look at further, you know, Benny. I give credit to the veterans today, because many of them are military intelligence, okay? And, you know, they had asked me to be a columnist. I've known several of them for a number of years. And just like Dr. Preston James, I've known about him since 1990. We have several sources that were mutual, and I was given his number clear back in 1990, and he was given mine, but we never really touched base, should we say, hooked up until 6 months ago or so. But, you know, Veterans Today has become the number one alternative media site in the entire world now because of the truth that is being pumped out there. And I recommend everybody go there besides coming to my website, because I'm pumping a lot of stuff out that is not up on that site. And the other individuals at Rightform, they have their websites as well. But, you know, collectively, it has become the number one site. And matter of fact, I was told the other day, and this was after I did some carpet runs, I call it carpet runs, and that's when you take a link and you go out there and you post all over the internet on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social medias and get the word out about a particular thing. I was doing it to try to stop the war, and it bundled up a whole bunch of links and stuff, proof and evidence of the sarin gas attacks by the rebels themselves, showing them themselves. And we're veterans today. Gordon Duff, I give him credit. It was almost like he more or less stopped the war. Where Putin stepped in from the evidence that was presented. And you know, Gordon had said to me, he says, Stu, something's going on here. All of a sudden, we've, besides being the number one alternative, all of a sudden we're getting 1.2 million to 2 million hits per hour of people coming to the site. And I said, well, it's probably because of these carpet runs, and myself, several people that do it with me. I got to give credit to those people without mentioning their names. I ask them to carpet run some, and they take it out there, and they'll put it in 100 different places on the internet and spreads, and that's what it's about. It's like firing up, and that's what other people should be doing. But, you know, they're up to 2 million hits per hour now, which is tremendous. And so the word's getting out. This is mainstream media. Veterans Today is. It is a governmental website, so you can kind of see the government's turning against the government within. And, you know, this is...
Well, it's like the real government is turning up against the shadow government, in other words, at Veterans Today. All right. Well, Stu, we've come to the end of the program today, unfortunately. It's been a rip, roar, and ride, and I thank you very much for your service to humanity and your exposure of scumbaggery. It's been very a nice pleasure. You're a very good man. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. And, of course, please go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com for the archives of this particular show here. The audio archives will be up much quicker than the YouTube archives will, unfortunately. So we'll see you again sometime, folks. Thank you very much.